With one of the largest audiences in a long time, legislators argued over a proposal to hold a public hearing to oppose Syrians coming here unless there was absolute safety for current residents. Originally, there was to be a formal public hearing, eased after Democrats opposed the plan to a public meeting. Majority Leader Joseph Lurigo was the strongest proponent of a hearing, while saying he wouldn't approve letting only Syrian Christians come here.
Any anti-Muslim sentiment, you know, uttered by anyone is racist and inappropriate, and I wouldn't stand for it. I wouldn't stand for it here in the legislature. I won't stand for it in, you know, my personal life, and I certainly wouldn't stand for it on a national level.
Lurigo says he grew up with a Pakistani family on his block. Legislator Ted Morton says he has a Palestinian refugee living with his family. Before the session, hundreds demonstrated outside Old County Hall in support of letting refugees come here. Iraqi-American activist Ali Kudum says people want to come here for freedom, but says it isn't easy.
People just, move to Europe without checking their background checks. We have here in the United States different, scenario. For refugees to come to this country, there is a very long waiting list, to come to this country. I know people, they spend 10 years, 5 years, just to come to this country with hope.
Kadum says the background check process can take years while refugees wait in camps. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.